This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our AM 860 The Answer flagship station in Tampa, Florida. And by the way, we're going to do something interesting here because we still have Kyle Warren with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And good morning, Ms. Rosemary.
Sorry.
Good morning, Miss Rosemary.
Hi, Captain.
So you and Kyle are going to have at it. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kyle, I love you. You know what happened? My throat. I didn't think I'd be on either. I got a big lump in my throat. I get sometimes it's laryngitis. But anyway, I'm so glad to speak to you. By the way, I missed the first part of the show because we had some things happen here, like wind and all. But, Kyle, I'm so happy that you're on the other line because the captain knows how much we so appreciate you. You're such a keeper. You're always there. Do you never get sick, Carl?
No. Well, no, thank you, Miss Rosemary. I'm so glad to talk with you tonight, too, or this morning. And actually, ironically, last Christmas time, I got pretty sick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got pretty sick last Christmas time. So
I don't remember that. Well,
yeah.
You know, it just seems... It seems like this one, everybody, in fact, I didn't want to answer my phones anymore because everybody's got something wrong, you know, and then I come down with something that, oh, no, we can't have this happen. Oh, God, I'm so happy to, I really wasn't expecting to come on tonight, it's Friday night, but I'm so happy to talk to you because I think everybody knows by now all the professionals on the show I adore, but you are such a keeper. And
thank you.
And you, God bless you for living in California. We feel so sorry for you. You know, you come here anytime, and we'll just be friends with your whole family.
Well, thank you. I so much appreciate that. And absolutely, yeah, it is a little strange out here sometimes, and
I don't
been
know
home
how
for
you
a long
it.
Time. But yeah,
I don't know how you do it. Because, you know, just a few around me, and I go nuts. I just don't know how you do it. But I know you have family, it's hard to move. And since I don't have a real message for tonight, but also Ian, I just caught Ion, and I was, I don't know if Ion got off, I don't know if he listened to me last night. Ion, I had something to say after you were on, and that's the reason I like Ion is because he's one of the ones that comes on, and I hated to use those words, and someone said, well, I will use them again. He doesn't kiss anybody's boots. He just says it like it, you know, and
exactly.
I appreciate that because, you know, we may not agree with everybody about everything, but the reason I like people like that is because there's no method to his. He just says it like he really feels it, you know. And you, as far, and by the way, to everybody, God bless you all. You know, we've given blessings out this week. And Kyle, you're in on a lot of them. You may not, but you're usually, I don't know how you do the nights that you do. And thank you for hanging in there with the captain because I think as long as I've known him, I've never heard his voice like this. It didn't sound like him, you know. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I think even over the airwaves, we can do a laying on of hands or something. Hopefully you'll feel better.
Well, yes. In fact, I'm going to throw that out right now. People don't believe in that. I do. You know, I do believe in distance healing. I know you do, too. You know that God is everywhere. And so, you know, we'll just right now, you know, for the captain and for you, if you ever get ill, and right now for everybody, there's a lot of people that are probably missing tonight because it could be the holidays. By the way, I do have a Christmas Eve special. Everybody's going to like it. You can't not. It's for everybody, especially veterans. But, you know, over the air, absolutely, everybody. I know that God is good to me, because the minute that I get anything, I immediately say, okay, gotta hold back here, gotta watch it, you know, but I do not have it like the captain. I've never heard the captain have it this bad, and I heard his voice different this week. You know how you can tell?
Yes.
And Kyle, I was worried, but, you know, he's not one that lets you worry about him. He just keeps going.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the Energizer Bunny's got nothing on Captain Matt Bruce, I'll tell you that.
And, I'm telling you. Somebody even said, is he okay? I said, I don't know. He does. He's a big guy. He won't tell it, but I know there's something wrong with his voice because he doesn't sound right, you know.
Yeah, but what a trooper.
You both are troopers. I don't know. And by the way, on behalf of everybody, because I do get, I don't know if you're, you know, Kyle, I get a lot of phone calls because I'm a prayer intercessor. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, you're the one, and I'm just going to say it right out loud, if it's okay, if I may. You know, you're the one that everybody adores. They say that guy's a keeper because you do like three sessions a night sometimes, and you never complain. You just keep going, and you are very, very well loved by the people on this show.
Thank you. That just does my heart good. It really does.
Well, I would lie.
It's a high honor to be part of the program, and
I feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're hearing from a lot of good people, and I think there's a good message going out. And
yeah.
It's great to be part of it.
Well, you are one, you know, because people get kind of, they say things on phones that they sometimes, you know, may not say, but, by the way, there's a new book out, and I'll just say it now, Captain might want to get, it means God meant it for good. That means everything that happens. And I wanted to get this on real quick. It's the third and fourth verses of America. This is for all of you, for you too, Kyle. Those words are so beautiful. Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife. This is for our country, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriots' dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, may God shed his grace on thee, especially now, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. And I'll let it go at that. America, have faith. And thank you again, Kyle. Thank you, Captain. God bless you all. Christmas Eve, special message. God bless you all. Thank you,
Miss Rosemary. God bless you.
All right. Well, she's quite the lady.
Absolutely.
And here comes the music. And, Kyle, when we come back, Picasso's going to call and get a chance to talk to you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So hang on. Folks, we'll be right back. Picasso will be calling in. I know he's got a couple things he wants to talk about, so we'll find out what that is.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I've got my good friend Kyle Warren hanging in there with me. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to bring Picasso on the line right now. Picasso, how are you doing?
I'm your friend, too, Captain.
Well, I know, but okay. Kyle is...
I know.
Kyle has been with me going on, I'd say, 15 years.
Yep, yeah, right. He's a good one. Hey, Professor, you covered almost everything. There were no less than 17 tweets since the last show by the President of the United States. And I don't know whether you got this one or not, but did you hear about the new law that was passed yesterday about the song? You know the song that, Holy Night, Peaceful Night, the Christmas song?
Okay, right.
But, yeah, they're not going to be able to play that.
Why is that?
Picasso? Yeah, we just lost Picasso. Well, Picasso, call me right back. I'll put you right back on. I did not hear that, Kyle.
No, I wasn't aware of it either. But certainly we've seen our share of song controversies this holiday season, this Christmas time, with the baby It's Cold Outside. And, Captain, you've been part of the resistance on that.
I played the song.
Exactly right. It was performed at a Christmas show that my daughter was involved in, where she does musical theater, and they did a special Christmas show, and they performed that song.
Okay, well, we got Picasso back. Let's bring him back. Okay, you there?
You know, the interesting thing I found out about that song was that the original writer wrote it for his wife as a party song that they used to do for their friends. So I didn't get that one. But anyway, that was the joke. The only thing I thought you guys missed was the farm bill. You can't forget about the farmers now.
No.
Right?
They pushed the farm bill through.
I talked about it two nights ago.
Did you? Yeah, well, he got it.
That's okay. We'll talk about it again because there's...
You got to see a tweet. They've got him... They've got him in a President Trump tweeted a picture of him in overalls and a pitchfork.
Yeah, I saw that. Now,
he's got a sense of humor, that's for sure. But he woke up at 4:30 in the morning and started tweeting. And the first thing he did, he only follows about 50 people. One of them is the Ann Coulter, and she wrote a scathing article regarding the wall.
Yeah.
So he unfollowed her. And the interesting thing that most people don't know and haven't been reported is that about 4,000 people unfollowed the president right away.
Really? Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that Coulter, well, what she did, she said things like, this is a joke presidency, it will be looked at as such as a result of him not getting the wall done and this kind of stuff. And Ann Coulter could be pretty provocative, and but it's, you know, because early on, you know, she was totally for Chris Christie in the run-up to the 2016 election. That was her guy. She wanted Chris Christie to run, or to be the nominee, essentially. But it's been kind of a love-hate relationship with Trump with her, I think, recently.
Well, there's no doubt that this issue is, I think, one way or the other, going to play down the road in his reelection. I don't know. I'm not a specialist in that area, but I would think so. And he's tweeted some strong comments about it, especially in the last days, about how he's going to stand up. And so far, he has decided to do that. So we're going to see how it goes for the next couple of days and how long he stands on his ground.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that what Trump is doing is, I do think he had a change of heart to some degree. I think that he probably thought, well, it's going to be inevitable. We're going to try to get a two-track system going, one where the government stays open, the other where I fight for the wall and go into the new Congress trying to fight for that kind of funding. But I think he woke up after a lot of this other criticism that came out, especially from prominent conservative voices, and said to himself, I'm just going to get in the same position as I was with the omnibus bill earlier in the year. He regretted it, you know, very much signing it. And I think you're right. I think that this is going to be, the issue that is defining his presidency to a great degree, just where domestic policy is concerned, because it's also wrapped up in foreign policy, because you can't have caravans rushing the border. You can't give the message that, don't worry, cartels, we're not ever going to do anything substantial, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think that he's definitely going to stand his ground on this. But of course, we're going to have to see how long this actually endures before somebody blinks.
Yeah. And in the opioid crisis, you know, this crisis with that, that it's got to be tied into some border issues too as well. They don't really want to talk too much about that, but we got a serious problem with the drugs coming over the border. It's got to have an effect on it if you have a wall. Now they're calling it slates, to at least have better possibilities of controlling the border. But you know, I put you up. I got you on the site. I'm looking for some stuff more to put up on the site. We're all about Trump. We're all about Twitter, and we're all about the wall at TrumpTwitterWall.com. If you don't have a Twitter account and you come over, you just see right away, you get the information, as I would say, you know, from the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to listen to the media tell you what the president thinks. You can go over and read it real quickly, and he'll tell you exactly what he's thinking.
Well, you know, this is a big thing in the modern era now, even more so than President Obama, who, you know, sort of came in and really began to use social media. His campaign, his organization really used social media to their great advantage. But President Trump has turned everything, as he usually does wherever he goes, turned everything on its head, and uses Twitter here as a direct conduit to the American people. And this is so different than it was even just a short time ago, politically speaking, where you had media, you had opinion leaders, and that would sort of trickle down to the people. Well, now Trump's going directly to the people and making major announcements, like the pulling out of Syria on Twitter, not going through the traditional way. And so that's right. It goes right into horse's mouth.
Yeah, it's changing a lot of things. You know, one interesting thing, the captain's great show, I can post a Twitter, just a retweet. People don't understand quite yet the power of media and retweet. But I can retweet the captain's show in a second, and it's out to all my viewers to hit a button and listen to his entire show right there on Twitter.
Right, exactly.
It's really a changed world for some of us old folks. But anyway, TrumpTwitterWall.com, we got lots of people. We got Kyle Warren's show, we're working on it in the podcast area. And, of course, we got a few songs. We're going to play Silent Night, even though they're probably going to outlaw it in Washington, D.C.
Well, hopefully not, yeah. Picasso, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I heard something go on the line there.
Yeah, we're probably got a bad phone line. But anyway, come over and visit the site, retweet. That's what we love. Come over and see what the president's saying over at Trump Twitter Wall.
Sounds good.
And I've got a couple podcasts that I've listened to of your show, so we'll get some of them up.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate that very, very much.
It's a pleasure for the listeners. Great talking to you, Professor.
Thank you, Picasso. Take care.
All right.
Thanks, Picasso. And he's a great guy. I mean, he does a lot of very good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, we're going to do the bottom of the hour. You're going to stick around.
Certainly.
And we're going to take more phone calls if people want to come in and ask a question of the professor of politics. We'd be happy to do that. And you never know what you're going to get when you get a question.
That's right. That's the fun of it. It's the radio.
By the way, we just got a, let's see, just got a comment or a question. It's from Al, again, in Nebraska. Let's see what he's saying, if I can get to it real quick here, because the break is coming up, and it's taking forever to get there, but it is going, so let's see. Okay. We'll have to ask it on the other side of the break, Kyle, because this computer, for some reason, is going slow right now, but...
Well, they do that sometimes, yeah, and I think we are coming up on the break here in just a little bit. But yeah, it was fun talking with Picasso, and I think he brings up some really good points about Trump, communicating directly with the people. This is what's driving the Democrats crazy, by the way. And I think they're looking for somebody who can be just as effective at that, but it's going to be hard for them to find somebody who can do it just like Trump does.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We will be right back for more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle's sticking around to help me because of my voice, which I'm getting help on, I might add. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a letter to the President, Defense Secretary James Mattis has resigned. He said, quote, "Because you have a right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned than yours," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the President tweeted that he was ordering the withdrawal of all U.S. forces in Syria. And now there's word he's seeking a similar withdrawal in Afghanistan. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller insists, resignation aside, Mattis and the President got along very well.
The media that's having this hysterical reaction to James Mattis retiring is the same media in many cases, the same politicians in many cases, who cheered our nation into a war in Iraq that had turned out to be an absolute catastrophe.
Miller said President Trump was elected to get our foreign policy back on the right track. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, everybody, it's the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'm here with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle's doing some extra duty for me because I'm trying to tether my voice, if you will. Went to the doctor yesterday, got some stuff, and I'll be fine, but it is what it is. So, Kyle, what do you want to mention right now about the scheme of things in the world in which we live in?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting. Certainly, we've seen some pretty bad things going on in the stock market yesterday, and a lot of people are saying things. They're mentioning the recession word. You know, they seem to be trying to put this into a real bad context. And of course, you know, we see ups and downs. But also, Captain, I would want to remind people that, you know, right now we got 3.7% unemployment. It's a 50-year low, for goodness sakes. And retail sales have also been up. Jobs are good, but we've got to be very watchful of this. You know, part of the sell-off has to do with the Syria decision, but also worrying about trade war with China, that kind of stuff. So we're going to watch and see what happens. But I think overall, the American people are confident about where the economy is going, and they're confident that jobs are back, and they're confident as well that President Trump is not looking to create more regulation on business and squelch things and so forth. He actually wants things to continue to take off.
Dave in Indiana has a question for you. It is the Russians, let's see, the Muslims' hate of Russia. What do you think about that? They do not like Russia.
Well, yeah, that's right, and I think you've also got some factions, you know, I think within the sphere of Russia that they're also very worried about Chechen rebels and things like that. But I think that you know what we see happening globally as a result of Islam coming into different places into the West and making very strong footholds. You know, for example, in France and Great Britain and so forth, that this is a concern culturally, and also from the perspective of the idea of Sharia law and these kinds of things. So it will be very interesting to see, especially as we've seen, for example, Syrian refugees come into Europe and create some cultural conflicts there, how that might play out over the long term and where Russia, the West, and even the United States of America are going to come down on that. Would we all be concerned about some of these same kinds of things? And because when we're talking about, you know, these cultural issues, we're not talking about people who come from a different land and they have an original culture from their own land and this kind of thing, and they still celebrate it and this kind of stuff. That's a different story. Like, for example, in the United States, where people come from all different places around the world, they have all kinds of different cultural and ethnic backgrounds, and everything's fine. But if you have those who want to come in and say, we're going to establish a new culture, and you're going to be the ones to assimilate, we're not assimilating to your culture, that kind of thing, that's where the problems can begin.
Now, we talked about something briefly, and somebody's asking me a question about it right now. What was this sheriff in California going to do?
What he's doing is he is saying, we're not going to cooperate with ICE, essentially. We're going to limit the kinds of crimes that we are going to say qualify to report people over to ICE, this kind of thing, and generally speaking, in his own words, basically, kick ICE out of the jail system here in at least in L.A. County.
Well, how do you think that's going to go?
Well, it's so strange because obviously law enforcement is there to enforce the law. We know that we have a lot of illegal immigrants that go into the justice system, obviously. They commit a crime or they get arrested and so they get processed and this kind of thing. But what's happened, of course, in California, it's become essentially a sanctuary state. But there are a lot of people in California who do not like that idea, that they don't believe that somehow, there's some sort of special dispensation for undocumented immigrants, otherwise known as illegal aliens. Even that term is, the people are trying to turn that into such a derogatory term that you can never use it, but it is descriptive. It's not supposed to be insulting or mean. It's supposed to be descriptive. That's right. It's going to continue the problems in California that we've seen. It's going to continue to give people who have come to this country illegally the notion that everything will be okay. Even the sheriff now is not going to really do anything in order to get us deported. But I would say this, though, and this is, you know, sort of humorous, but I think it does actually describe the problem. If a bunch of Russians came and lived in California without proper documentation, can you imagine what the Democrats would be saying, Captain? We got to get rid of these Russians. What are they doing here? They didn't come here illegally. You know, that would be a huge thing.
You would think, but then again, we are talking to Democrats.
Right. Well, exactly. But again, it just goes to show, because the Democrat mindset, the party doctrine, as it were, would just seem to indicate that, you know, hey, you know, these are potential voters. You know, we don't want to offend our future voting base. And one of the reasons that they are the future voting base is because everybody else is saying, these, you know, the Democrats are going way too far to the left. They're not governing with common sense any longer. This is all about political correctness or global warming or some other thing that seems to empower the government or empower the party rather than empowering the people, regardless of their political persuasion. That's always been the case. We've always had people that have different political ideas and so forth, but yet everybody sort of agreed on the basics, like we want a strong economy, we want people to have jobs, we want there to be opportunity, all this kind of stuff. But here comes the far left. We're going to control everything. We're even going to control what you say, what you're allowed to even think, almost. I mean, this is a big thing.
All right, let's take a caller. I think this is Sean. Is that Sean?
Yeah, hi, Captain. I feel better, Leon. Hey.
I'm working on it.
All right, so I get to finally talk to Mr. Kyle.
Hey, how are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing good, sir. Say, you're a hell of a nice guy. I can just tell by your voice.
Thank you.
But let me tell you something. You want to find out about this sheriff? Just find out who funded his campaign and where he's getting money stuck to him under the table, and you'll find people like Soros or Steyer or the drug cartel. This guy's a piece of crap, and he has no business officiating any law enforcement in our country, because as far as I'm concerned, he's a criminal. You just don't do this. I don't know what's happened to our country other than everything I talk to the captain about all the time, our education system, the media, the press, the print press, the vocal press, whatever. It's crazy that there's, I could sit and talk for 24 hours straight and not finish, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
About all the obvious things that are going on. I mean, we don't hear about the election fraud anymore. We're on to all this other crap. The Democrats, they do this, and then they talk a big game and then until it's over, and if it doesn't go their way for sure, then they're off to the next thing. Even when it does go their way, they're off to the next thing. If it's not a completely popular, you know, consensus type thing.
Well, so, sure. You know, and I appreciate what you say about, you know, yeah, you got to follow the money. You got to follow where the support is coming from. We know that there were outside financiers and so forth for the caravan that was such a big part of the news recently, and it all follows this sort of an ideological bent. And you're right. I think people are baffled. Why is it that we can't even have law enforcement enforcing the law? See, here's the great thing in our country. If we want to change the law, then Congress can change the law. You know, people can vote for their representatives, and yes, you can go in and change the law. But if the law says that you cooperate with the customs enforcement, then that's what you do.
Okay, well, here comes the break. Thanks for a great call, Sean. And Kyle, you hang on. And folks, we'll be right back with more right after this break on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
health, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and we're back, and we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics, with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How about President Obama now going to get rid of the Organizing for Action group in an effort to focus on gerrymandering? What's that all about?
Right. That's right. He is now going to fold in his group called Organizing for Action, and that will be just simply part of a new project that he has, you're right, about gerrymandering. So his OFA project was there for about the last 6 years or so. So he believes, in fact, former President Obama says, when he was quoted in The Atlantic, he says, people want common sense gun safety laws, Congress ignores it. People want comprehensive immigration reform, Congress ignores it. Says the single most important thing that could be done at the grassroots level over the next few years is to make sure the rules of the road are fair. If we do that, I think we'll do the right thing. So, unquote. So that is, you know, again, this idea, it's kind of like, and I'm glad he said common sense gun laws, because these are the things that you say when you're trying to get something pushed through that people really aren't going to want, but you frame it in the context of, well, it's common sense gun laws. Why don't you want common sense? And now we're going to find out, Captain, how it's just not fair out there where these districts are concerned. And so Obama's going to ride in on the steed and make it all fair. So who can argue with that? Right?
Well, we can.
So I know, but see, that's the thing. This is because, you know, they have figured out that this is the latest thing that they can use in order to make sure that people understand that if you're going to vote for Republicans, oh, it's just because they gerrymander these districts or it's all unfair, you know, and that's just another way of riling people up. It's not a way of bringing them together and saying, be sure to vote and be sure to, listen to the messages of these different politicians and then evaluate them and make your decision and then go vote. It's about riling people up, in my opinion, to make sure that, because the next thing, it's not fair. Hashtag, it's not fair. We'll start seeing that kind of stuff.
Now, there's a report coming from Planned Parenthood, and this is, I'm just going to go with it the way it says here. It's on Fox. It says, moms are to be unwelcome.
Yeah, I saw something about this. I haven't seen the whole picture yet, but it's interesting that the idea that somehow if you're pregnant, you're at Planned Parenthood, that you kind of get treated differently. This kind of thing. I mean, I guess they don't want women who are expecting to be around or something like that. I think that's what it's about.
Yeah, they don't want them to be around the mothers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
right.
Odd.
Well, precisely, because, you know, I thought, and the reason I think this is because this is what Planned Parenthood continues to tell us at every single turn, and that is, I thought this was all about being a health clinic or something, where they do mammograms, or they have health screening, or these kinds of things. I guess you're right. I guess they don't want to send the wrong message, I guess, as it were, or have the wrong environment. And that seems kind of discriminatory, don't you think? If you're pregnant, you
know. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What's next?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But again, you see, it's all about polarizing things. It's all about polarizing people. And you know, if you don't like that group, you can never agree with anything they ever say or do. Or you have to constantly be at war. And this is one of those things that you often talk about, Captain, is the idea of the divide and conquer, the Cloward Piven strategy, you know, the rules for radicals, these kinds of things. And that is that's part of it, is making sure that everybody is sort of held at bay by some overreaching, social power, as it were, in order to make sure that nobody can just be okay with one another for anything.
Well, what's behind all of this right now is, in fact, and goes back to the early 1960s with the Cloward Piven strategy.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and this is why, You see, and those things aren't simply lost into history either. And this is why I'm so glad that, you bring this up and you continue to put this in front of the people so that they understand that this didn't just get lost in 1968 somewhere. This is going on today. These are the people who set that course in motion. And now we're seeing 50 years later what it all comes out to be.
Exactly. And folks, in case you're just joining us, I've got Kyle Warren with me. You're going to get a chance to talk to Denise Simon here in a minute when she comes on.
Okay, sounds good.
And I sent her some things to comment about, so we'll see what happens. I'm just waiting for her to call.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you know, there's so many different things going on, and she's so very good at what she talks about and what she does. So it'll be a real pleasure to speak with her. But you're right. The Cloward Piven strategy is alive and well. You've got because you see that the far left they have a long-term agenda, and so you know, they see it as a 50, 60, 100-year war, essentially, come through the schools, make sure that they teach this, that, and the other thing, dumb down society as much as possible, don't use common sense, because it's really weird, Captain, you know, whenever we hear about we're supposed to be passing common sense gun laws and things like that, if we ever use our common sense in any other aspect of society, we're always kind of called down and shouted down about things.
Well, Kyle Warren, here's Denise Simon.
Excellent. Hey, Denise, how you doing?
Real good. How are you? Jingle bells, sir.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you.
Now, the very first thing that Kyle and I talked about tonight was the L.A. sheriff. Did you see that, Denise?
From last night?
Yeah.
The one that has said that, you know, he would like to cooperate with ICE, but they refuse to allow him to even call ICE?
I don't know. Kyle, what say you? You're the one with the article.
Yeah, I think this is the sheriff who wants to keep ICE out of the
the
jail.
The other one I think was closer to San Francisco.
Yeah, but it's definitely becoming a new thing, and of course also, you know, didn't we have I think it was the person up in Oakland, I think, who wanted to warn residents in the area that there was going to be an ICE raid and this kind of thing.
Yeah, that was the mayor. Yeah.
Yeah, the mayor of Oakland, as I recall. Yeah, so that's really that really kind of takes the cake, you know.
Well, you know, at some point, maybe they ought to start detaining people like the mayor.
Well, right. I mean, what would happen if you or I were to go out and say, you know, the criminal raid is coming through. They're, you know, the police are going to capture the bank robbers tomorrow, and they flee. You know, they
uh-huh.
might come after us and say that, you know, you did a really bad thing by letting them know that we were going to take them into custody.
Yeah, or just sneak one out the back door of the courtroom.
Right.
Well, isn't it? And Schumer and Pelosi talk about chaos. What's going on in California is chaos. Hello, Nancy.
Yes, well, that's exactly right. Yeah, Chuck Schumer said something that Trump is plunging the country into chaos. And,
mm-hmm.
Because why? Because he's standing his ground on the thing that essentially helped to get him elected. And, so I guess that's a big no-no as well. You're not supposed to follow through on that. And they're just, again, you know, trying to, portray this as an evil deed on him.
All right, well, guys, hang on. We'll be right back right after the top of your news with more. Denise Simon, Kyle Warren, don't go anywhere. It's just getting interesting.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.